This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you've heard it once, you've heard it a million times. In tech today, it's all about mobile, mobile, mobile. It's been a big winner for some, Apple and Google. You know the cast of characters as well as I do. But just as there are winners, so too are there losers. Marketplace's Queen of Kim reports.
To understand what's happening to the desktop market, you have to meet my friend John Song.
Hi, my name is John Song. I manage a family import business in the greater Los Angeles area.
John's married and has two kids.
Nathan, he's 10, and Audrey, she's 8.
And how many desktop computers do you have?
We have one desktop. Everything else is pretty small and mobile.
John says that his family is online a lot, but his wife surfs the web on an iPad, and his kids?
The kids, they don't have their own computers, but they've inherited our old iPhones, and they work fine in terms of getting onto the internet.
John's family is typical of the shift that's happening in wired households across the U.S. And that shift, plus a depressed global economy, delivered a blow to PC shipments last year. Mika Kitagawa is an analyst at Gartner, and she says the overall market was down 3.5% last year,
which was the first decline since 2002.
So it's the first decline in 10 years?
Yeah.
That drop has set off a chain reaction. Acer and HP, two of the world's largest PC manufacturers, are struggling. And Kitagawa says Dell's computer shipments were down 20% in the last quarter. That sent Dell's stock down so far that founder Michael Dell is trying to take the company private in an effort to reinvent it. And the pain doesn't stop there. Joanne Feeney is a semiconductor analyst at Longbow Research. She says chip makers like Intel and AMD have been hit too.
Both Intel and AMD have found themselves out in the cold. Neither of them has had products that have been tuned to the specific needs of tablets.
But they're working on that. And Feeney says that while the PC market is down, it's nowhere near out. There is, after all, the rest of the world. China just surpassed the U.S. as the world's largest desktop market. And Feeney says businesses in the developing world still have a lot of buying to do. I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.